Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
The late, great James Brown, ladies and gentlemen, the godfather of soul. Glad we had him. Glad we still have him. 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Got a lot of things that will help you there with your small business. Whatever's on your mind, challenge your opportunity from Alpha to Omega under the small business sun. We got something you can do there. Read, listen, ask questions, check out the blog, subscribe to the newsletter, answer the poll question. Please answer the poll question on the homepage. We'd like to know what you think, and we'll report back to you what you what the poll was at the end of every week. So check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our new friend, relatively new friend, relatively new member of our brain trust, Olalah Jinga, and it's Olalah .com, right, Olalah?
That's your website? That's it.
Tell the audience what you do for your customers.
Short version is I help them identify, leverage, and profit from their unfair competitive advantage.
Ah.
Yes, you got to have one. Regardless of what's happening in the economy, if you want to own your market, you really have to nail down what your unfair competitive advantage is.
When you say unfair competitive advantage, what do you mean by that?
Oh, it's what I like to say, how are you exceptional? Customers buy an exceptional result, not an okay result, not a great result. And so,
okay is minimum, right? That's table stakes. You got to wow them, right?
You have to wow them, and it's not enough to be memorable. You have to be unforgettable, and that's why that's why you can create an unfair competitive advantage when you know how to be unforgettable.
Right. I like that. I like the way you said that. Good for you. And the book is called 37 What Were They Thinking Moments in Marketing, and that's kind of what we're talking about. Not specifically marketing. We're talking about the Olalah's been noticing how the baby boomers have been joining. More and more of them are retiring early, or maybe these days not even retiring early, right? I mean, I remember saying that 10 years ago when they really were retiring early, but now they're not really so much retiring early. And they're saying, okay. Another thing that's happening, Olalah, we talked earlier in the previous segment about some of people starting businesses later in life out of necessity. But some, you know, the one thing we know about the boomer generation is we kind of like to stay active and to continue to contribute. I mean, I think that's one of the traits of the boomers. And so we don't want to just go to the community center and play shuffleboard or play golf every day all day long. We want to contribute. We want to do something. I think that's contributing to this surge in boomer businesses. What do you think?
It is. It definitely is, and I think there's a lot of merit there, and it's really just about pulling it together and making that meaningful for the baby boomer who wants to use entrepreneurship as a way to stay lively and connected and to continue to grow. There are a lot of boomers who really look at business ownership as phase two. Sometimes for some of them it might be phase three, or an opportunity to leverage all of the good, juicy stuff that they've learned all over the years and put it to use in a new purpose, in a new way of creating value for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, the two things that they have to learn quickly about is customers. They got to find customers. And the second thing is cash flow, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Because that's the biggest shock, the biggest absolute take your breath away shock to any budding small business owner is how slow the cash comes in and how fast the cash goes out, right?
Yes. And cash flow, you know, I love what my banker said to me. I was sitting down and chatting with him, and I was looking at some property. And as we were looking through the numbers, and I said, you know, I just really don't know if I can spend the money on some of these things I want to do. And he says, never say that. Just tell yourself right now, cash is at a premium. And I just love the way he put it, because it at least helped me temporarily not feel like, you know, I'm going bankrupt and I have no clue where my money is going. So whenever I'm feeling a cash flow pinch, I just simply say, well, right now, is at a premium. And so, at least it's working at home, too. At least keeps the kids
so
from
what,
my
what,
wallet.
What are some other things that you recommend that boomer business, startup boomers are, should focus on?
Taking an inventory of your skill set. That's really at the top of the list. Entrepreneurship is not for everyone. And it takes
would you say would you say that again? Folks, this is going to be on the test. Go ahead, Ulala.
Okay. You have to take an inventory of your skill set. Your natural
entrepreneurship
skills.
Is not for everyone. That's the one I wanted you to repeat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let me say it one more time. Entrepreneurship is not for everyone.
Exactly. Okay, go ahead.
It should be right at the top of the test. And how do you determine if it's for you? You know, there's lots of online things you can take, but I think the quick and dirty is sit down and make a list of the things that you do exceptionally well, and then make a list of the things that you never want to do again in terms of business.
Mm-hmm.
And look at the two lists. And ask yourself some real challenging questions. As a business owner, will I be called upon to do some of the things that I really never want to do again? And if the answer is yes, which it frequently is, then ask one more question, which is, am I willing to be financially uncomfortable for a minute,
mm-hmm.
to build up some cash reserve,
mm-hmm.
to bring in someone to take the stuff off my desk that I never want to do again? And that really creates the space in that boomer's mind for, I now know I can't do this all by myself.
Right.
And it doesn't matter how old you are, but there is a little bit of that pinch that boomers
yeah.
have, which is, I can do it all. And
right.
you really can't do it all. You're not supposed to.
Ulala, I've got to wrap it up. Ulala.com, OLALAH.com is her website. Thank you for being here. See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.